MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 14, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Area facing a lack of affordable housing, Lynn to address violence.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have some high school football scheduled for tonight. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:47 a.m. and 11:58 p.m. The North Shore Chamber of Commerce held its annual State of the Region breakfast yesterday. Mayors from Peabody, Salem, Lynn, Beverly, Gloucester, Newburyport, and Amesbury agreed that affordable housing is the region's top problem. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes that Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo indicated that the city has a record number of homeless children in their schools this year. Lynn police are continuing their search for a shooter who fired shots near the corner of Commercial Street and Neptune Boulevard yesterday morning. The Daily Item reports that one man with the shooter has been arrested while the search continues for the gunman. We have a separate post up on the website with photos of the alleged shooter. The Lynn City Council expressed concerns about the violence in the city earlier this week at Tuesday's City Council meeting. This is Councilor-at-Large Brian Field.
And as Chair of Public Safety and Public Health here in the City of Lynn, I think I speak on behalf of all my colleagues that we condemn any type of violence to any resident, to any visitor, anyone within the city. I know many of us have had discussions amongst ourselves with Mayor Nicholson, with Chief Reddy, and other parties.
Field adds that on Friday, the city will be addressing the issue of violence.
Is a planned community outreach that Mayor Nicholson and others have planned. It is going to be held at the Ingalls Elementary School beginning at 5 p.m., probably run until about 7 p.m., according to the flyer that has been sent out. I know Councilor Hogan and his Stop the Violence and many of our colleagues here have been working with the community. We've been hearing the concerns of the residents, not just in that immediate area where the violence took place a couple weekends ago, but all throughout the city.
Lynn City Councilor Brian Field speaking at the Lynn City Council meeting this week on LynnTV.org. Newburyport Deputy Chief Barry Salt reports that the Newburyport Fire Department extinguished a two-alarm fire in a home on Mosley Place Wednesday afternoon. At approximately 2 p.m., Newburyport Fire was dispatched to 5 Mosley Place for a report of a structure fire following a possible lightning strike. Companies arrived to find smoke showing from a 2.5-story home. Companies made an aggressive internal attack on heavy fire in the home's attic. The fire was brought under control by approximately 3 p.m. There were no reported injuries. The home has extensive smoke and water damage, and a resident of the home was displaced and is being cared for by neighbors. Bill Newell on sports is next with a preview of tonight's high school football action.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. The Red Sox and Yankees were rained out again last night, so there's a day-night doubleheader today. Afternoon game at 1:35, the night game tonight at 7:10. The Patriots will host the Dolphins Sunday night. The Pats lost Sunday to the Eagles. Pats quarterback Mac Jones on moving on from Sunday's game one loss.
Yeah, I think biggest thing for me is 24-hour rule, win or lose. Enjoy the win if you win and then learn from the loss if you lose. So just trying to get better at those things, apply those things this week in practice, and then move on to a really good team. Honestly, just as good of a defense. They're really good up front. They got everybody, back pretty much. And it's always been a big challenge going against these guys. They're definitely one of the top defenses, in my opinion.
Patriot quarterback Mac Jones. High school football tonight. Hamilton Wenham at Greater Lawrence. Lexington at Wakefield. King Philip plays at Marblehead. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Lynn English plays at Swampscott. Swampscott coach Peter Bush on tonight's game versus Lynn English.
Yeah, it's always a battle with Lynn English. You know, when they, you know, it's just a game that goes back to you know, the old days when Swampscott used to play Lynn English. It's going to be a physical battle. You know, it's for the Blydell Cup, which is named after Jeffrey Blydell, who was a pillar for athletics in both Swampscott and Lynn. Both of his sons, Chris and Jason, played for Swampscott High School. So there's a lot of tradition. It's a great rivalry. So again, I think they're gonna want to do things, make corrections, and do things you know, better than they did last week. So it's gonna be a battle. It always is. So I'm looking for a close game, but I'm looking for our kids to compete and play fast and physical for the full 48 minutes.
The Big Blue tied Auburn last Friday on the road, and who is contributing for Swampscott this year?
Holden Riddell. I've talked about him quite a bit before. He's a two-way lineman for us. Again, he's a former fullback and linebacker that last year converted to O and D line. He's just a warrior. He's got a great motor. He's been a great teammate as well, an extremely hard worker. He anchors our offense and defensive lines. Jack Hazel was a defensive starter last year. He is now, you know, starting on offense, defense, and he's just about on every special team. Jack had a great game. Liam Keeney, one of our other captains, played really well offensively. One of our leaders was Sam Nadworny. I believe he had 7 catches for over 100 yards. He's a really dynamic player, and we're expecting big things from him. Henry Beitler was our main back, you know, didn't get a lot of carries, but ended up with over 100 yards rushing as well. So definitely some bright spots there. But again, it's just tricky when you're looking at the scoreboard at the end of the day and not being able to finish a game that we thought was very winnable for us, and not being able to play that overtime was, again, frustrating. But we moved on, and we got the Bulldogs on Thursday night. So we're going to have to be ready.
Swampscott football coach Peter Bush. Boys soccer from yesterday, Peabody and Masconomet played to a 0-0 tie. And in girls soccer, Masco shut out Peabody 4-0. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us. Have a dry Thursday, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.